Time for the best 5 minutes of the day. And would you believe yesterday we came in, talk about a par three. It was 4 minutes and 14 seconds. We covered everything yesterday. That's like a record shortness.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's very short.
Yeah, it was. But we covered a lot. We read the three verses and everything,
yeah.
You know? So.
Yeah. Huh.
How was your first day?
Maybe we're just getting more efficient.
Yeah, I think we are. How was your first day back at work?
It was good. You know, it's always a little, even after a shorter time off, it's a little weird coming back into the office. But, you know, after 3 weeks, it was like, all the same people are here. And, you know, I found my rhythm pretty early on in the day, so that was good. You know, I talked with a few people about surgery, but mostly it was just a normal work day. So it was good, I guess.
Yeah. There is a story up at The Guardian. It's on the Drudge Report today. Check that aggregate. It says the cult of 5 a.m. is rising at dawn, the secret of health and happiness. I think it is.
It could be. Could be. I don't know. This morning, getting out of bed, I didn't necessarily feel like it was the cult of happiness, but it was. It was. You know, I've always been a morning person, and I think there's something to be said for that, at least for me. And
yeah. I think so, that early morning, early to bed, early to rise is, I think Ben Franklin was onto something with that. And 4 a.m., didn't want to roll out till about 4:15 this morning, so.
Sure.
But it depends on the front end of that equation, early to bed, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, because, you know, I think there's also the people who go late to bed, early to rise, and then you're just miserable.
Mm-hmm.
So, but sometimes that's necessary as well.
All right, so this is my topic this morning, and again, just to start on it. The election is 119 days from today. At the top, it seems pretty messy and confusing right now. But one of the things I want to just begin to talk about is love and politics. And you might say, I don't think they work. But I just wonder, for us as children of God, as disciples, as followers of Jesus, and with everything he said about love, like, right? A new command, I give you, love one another as I have loved you, et cetera, et cetera. And so, but it seems like we get into politics, and whether it's on social media or elsewhere, then it's just a demolition derby, and it seems like love goes in the back seat, if not out of the car.
Yeah, I've definitely witnessed that. I've probably participated in it, you know, and I think there's, especially on social media, we tend to forget everything that Christ said. And, you know, I think we end up coming to this place where we engage in hate-filled language, we do name-calling, all of these things that would tend to go against love.
Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know. That's just my thought. I mean, I think, and one of the things I never, you know, we read about Jesus, but like, I put Fred Rogers. I have high esteem.
Yeah.
So I just think, you know, I've seen his Tom Hanks movie. I've seen the documentary.
Yep.
I remember the shows. And I just think, like, we want to be that same person wherever we go, right? Don't we?
Yeah, for sure. You know, and I think it's good to ask. I mean, we're always talking about the three questions. But another good question to be asking is it loving? You know, I think, is how I'm engaging with someone else loving? You know, if others were to look at how I'm responding, whether it's verbally or non-verbally, would they say this is a loving person when they're engaging with someone who thinks differently than they do?
Right. And, yeah, I hear you. Whether it's social media or otherwise in personal conversation, you can all of a sudden, you know, because I'm kind of a recovering, I like a good debate, discussion, argument, and just the dialogue. I mean, it's, and so if you've been doing good at toning that down, then all of a sudden when it becomes available, it's sometimes hard to initially say no. But anyhow, remembering love. I thought you were going to say the question, what would Jesus do? What would Mr. Rogers do? You know, either of those.
Both good questions.
I know.
Both good questions. Yep.
I have to start to circulate those bracelets. All right. Uh-huh. Finally, we've got Acts 4:16-18 today.
All right. That says, what should we do with these men? They asked each other. We can't deny that they have performed a miraculous sign, and everybody in Jerusalem knows about it. But to keep them from spreading their propaganda any further, we must warn them not to speak to anyone in Jesus' name again. So they called the apostles back in and commanded them never to speak again or to teach in the name of Jesus.
All right, here's what you say in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved. You say, having seen the healed man, they could not quickly dismiss the disciples, but they conspired about how to deal with them after the men left. They could not deny that something miraculous happened and that the story was circulating quickly. To stop the spread, they prohibited Peter and John from speaking or teaching about my son. Remember, beloved, systems that operate according to the world's principles use power, threat, and control to keep people in line. Unfortunately, religious leaders in every generation are well-practiced in using pressure to maintain control. Final thought.
I think it circles back to what we were talking about earlier. I mean, we should operate from a place of love rather than using threat or control or power to try to manipulate people.
Power under, not power over.
Power under, absolutely.
Thank you. Power under today.
Well, summer.
Yeah, go ahead.
Summertime, Halvo, and thinking about some of the jobs that we first had at babysitting maybe was a familiar job for a lot of folks, but then you think about that very first job, and you know what? The leaders of the free world also had very first jobs, and so we have a list of some of our former presidents and jobs that they used to have early in life.
Real quick, what was yours? Babysitting, I've heard you talk about.
Yeah, babysitting, and then probably working at the Big Green box store up in Rice Lake, the home improvement retailer. Not a great experience, but did that for quite a while. So yeah,
my sister was in town for Michael's graduation last weekend, and she was referencing me having a paper out, like in middle school.
Really?
And you had to go, and it was the Journal Sentinel route, but then early on Sunday mornings. And so, that was introduction to work, Caleb.
You never knew what you were setting yourself up for. But jobs our presidents used to have, for instance, President Barack Obama was an ice cream scooper.
And Ronald Reagan had a lot of jobs in his life. We know he has acted in a lot of movies, did some sports casting. He was also a lifeguard.
President Gerald Ford flipped burgers at a restaurant at one point in his life.
Richard Milhouse Nixon worked at a gas station that his father owned.
Our current president, President Joe Biden, worked as a public defender. Probably not his first job, I'm guessing.
Yeah, right. LBJ, our president in the 60s, worked on a road crew.
Wow, all right. Former President Bill Clinton was a congressional clerk.
And finally, George Herbert Walker Bush worked as a clerk for an oil drilling company.
Jobs our presidents used to have. So again, sometimes very humble beginnings. You never know where it could lead. So work hard, be a man or woman of integrity, especially you kids, as maybe you're dragging yourself out of bed and going to a summer job. Work hard. You never know where it might lead.
Absolutely. In fact, your dad and I have that common experience, as does Paul Anthony, with the Southwestern Company.
I'm kind of glad I don't have that experience, but... Well, it is National Ice Cream Month, and so how about two scoop Culver's sundae, and maybe not ice cream, but custard for you to enjoy if you can solve our Tuesday trivia query here in the Wib Wake Up Show. Again, if you haven't won from us in the past 30 days, we'd love to have you call 715-723-2555, our studio line. This is live on the air trivia, 715-723-2555. And Havel, the question is this, 12 million of these are made each day. 12 million of what? 12 million of what are made each day? 715-723-2555. As always, we love to know your name and where you're calling from, and then give it your best guess for a chance to win a delicious two-scoop sundae courtesy of Culver's. And I believe Culver's is celebrating their 40th anniversary this month, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Wow, that's amazing. You know what? There's a particular item that came readily to mind for me, but I'll try to hold off. But when somebody guesses it, I'll... That's not the right answer, because I already know the answer. But anyhow.
No, he just really wants this two-scoop sundae with up to two mix-ins as well. They have a raspberry sundae on there. It looks delicious.
Great stuff at Culver's. And I always get to get myself that mushroom and Swiss. But you've kind of talking me into the deluxe
a little Culver's bit. Deluxe is so good.
Now let's go to the phone lines. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky, the volunteer.
Hi, Vicky. You're leading off today.
Is that your guess? The mushroom and Swiss? 12 million of those made each day?
No. Cookies.
Cookies.
There's is it cookies? A lot of cookies made, but that's not what we're looking for.
Thanks, Vicky. 12 million of these are made each day. 715-723-2555. Give us a call.
All right. And keep it going here on a beautiful summer Tuesday, this 9th of July. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky again.
Wow, Vicky is persistent today. Yeah. Go ahead, Vicky. What do you think?
Well, things popped into my head, so I had to guess. How about donuts?
Donuts.
That's what I was thinking. Could it be donuts? That's not it. Sorry.
715-723-2555. It is not cookies, nor is it donuts. 12 million of what made each day?
And I don't think this is Vicky. Hi. What's your name?
Hi, this is Sherry from Whitehall.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi. I'm going to guess milkshakes.
Milkshakes? Oh, I was just craving one of those
that
the other day.
That sounds very good, actually. That's not it. So, all right, thanks.
Does sound delicious, though. 12 million of these are made each day. 715-723-2555 for a two-scoop sundae, courtesy of Culver's.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky.
All right.
It's Vicky versus Sherry so far right now.
I know.
How about hamburgers?
Hamburgers.
Vicky wants that sundae. Could that be it? Sorry.
So far, it's not cookies, donuts, milkshakes, or hamburgers. 12 million of what made each day?
Heard Anthony Edwards of the U.S. Olympic men's basketball team was having a shake and also joking that he was the number one option in the team. It was just a joke, but I mean, he's pretty good.
He is. Timberwolves have a good one there.
723-2555. What's the question and the prize again?
12 million of these are made each day is our question. 12 million of what made each day? And the prize is a two-scoop sundae with up to two mix-ins, courtesy of your local Culver's, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Rice Lake. Great partners with us.
All right. Calls trickling in. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dennis from Prairie Farm.
Hey, Dennis, good to hear from you.
Ice angels.
Say it again.
Ice cream cones.
Ice cream cones. Yeah, it's summertime and maybe 12 million ice cream cones made every day. Could that be it? That's not it. Sorry.
Not ice cream cones. Thank you, Dennis. Good to hear from Prairie Farm, home of the Panthers. 715-723-2555.
Always impressive when you do that. And
it's just me filling space. Yeah, I'm around a lot of high school sports,
right,
I guess.
We're done right now, so we're going to come back to this. Let's try it again, Caleb.
Tuesday trivia try number two today, 715-723-2555. If you haven't won from us in the past 30 days, we'd love to have you give us a call now and try to solve this trivia question, our prize, a two-scoop sundae with up to two mix-ins, courtesy of Culver's of Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Rice Lake. And if you missed it, the question is this. 12 million of these are made each day. 12 million of what? 12 million of these are made each day for a two-scoop sundae of cold, creamy, delicious Culver's custard.
Now, let's just clarify before we start to take some calls here at 723-2555. We will often say, if you haven't won in the last month, you're eligible, because we love to spread out the winnings. Now, does that mean if I was a Culver's winner, because we had three winners a day weekdays during June,
give somebody else a chance to spread the Culver's love around too. So lots of you listening out there, and we want to give you everybody a chance to be a winner.
Very good. Thank you for that. All right, at 823, let's go to the phones. And hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky the Volunteer.
Go ahead, Vicky.
Disposable diapers.
Is it disposable diapers? 12 million of these made, produced, manufactured each day?
It's not it.
It's not. Thank you for the call.
I don't know if they still do, but a lot of them have been made here in Eau Claire before. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Mark. It's Jody Wolfcott.
Hey, Jody. Good seeing you the other day.
Yes. I didn't hear the Culver's moo in June, so yeah. I think I got this one, though.
Okay.
All right, let's hear it.
I want a sundae, so I think because people store them in jars and drop them on the ground, I'm going to say pennies.
Is it pennies? 12 million pennies produced each day, made each
at
day. Is
Mets?
It pennies?
Could that be it? No, sorry.
I got to tour the Denver Mint back in the day. It was really, really a neat experience.
Yeah, that's cool, right? You just look on the coin, you find a D or a isn't it P for Philadelphia?
I believe so, yeah. 12 million of these are made each day. It's not pennies. It's not cookies, donuts, milkshakes, hamburgers, ice cream cones, or disposable diapers either. 715-723-2555 for that two-scoop sundae from Culver's.
Quite a collection there. 723-2555 as the calls have slowed down, but now it starts to pick up again after you give all those wrong answers. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky again.
All right.
How about toothbrushes?
Toothbrushes. All
is
right.
It 12 million toothbrushes?
We need those, but that's a lot to make every day. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Kevin from Eau Claire.
Hey, Kevin, good to hear from you. What do you think?
Is it hot dogs?
Is it hot dogs? 12 million hot dogs made each day?
Makes me want to think about singing the Oscar Mayer song, I guess.
Not hot dogs. Call us back, Kevin, 715-723-2555. Tuesday trivia here on the Wib Wake Up Show.
A few more guesses before a tune takes us to weather. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Jamie from Mondovi.
Hey, Jamie.
Hershey's Kisses.
Hershey's Kisses, 12 million a day. We gobble those babies. Could that be it? That's not it. Sorry.
Good to hear from Mondovi.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Beth from Elk Mound.
Hi, Beth. What do you think?
Hey, is it rubber bands?
Rubber bands. Okay. Creative. You guys are getting creative here. Could that be it? That's not it, Beth. Sorry.
12 million of these made each day. 715-723-2555. Trying to give away a two-scoop sundae from Culver's. We're giving it a try again. Tuesday trivia here in the WIB Wake Up Show, 715-723-2555. Remember, if you want anything from us in the past 30 days, including during June Dairy Month, please give somebody else a chance to win this delicious prize from Culver's of Lake Hallie. Culver's in Chippewa Falls, Culver's in Eau Claire, Culver's in Rice Lake are great partners, and we've got a two-scoop sundae for one of you, complete with two mix-ins. Maybe you missed out on June Dairy Month winning, and this could be your opportunity. But you've got to answer some trivia, 715-723-2555. And the question is this, 12 million of these are made each day. 12 million of what?
We've had a lot of good guesses so far. It was just kind of entertaining myself as you were talking about, hey, if you won the Culver's. And we had a lot of those winners during June, right? I mean, three per weekday throughout the month. But I was kind of like, you know, we've got the sticker squad, and basically if we find you, we reward you. But yeah. What if we had somebody kind of pull you over and say, I'm sorry, you actually won. So we don't, what if we had on-air police, you know, on-air police? We don't have that, but, you know.
Be honest about it again. If you won during June Dairy Month, give somebody else a chance at this. 715-723-2555, a two-scoop sundae from Culver's. If you can answer this. 12 million of these are made each day. 12 million of what? 715-723-2555, 723-2555. We've heard from Eau Claire, Whitehall, Prairie Farm, Oliva, Mondovi, Elk Mound. Haven't got the correct answer yet.
All right, let's see. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Linda from Chippewa.
All right, Linda, what do you think?
Crayons.
Is it crayons?
Why do you say that?
Well, I was kind of looking on the Google.
Uh-huh.
I mean, do you think...
And that's where I got my name.
Yeah. You think crayons.
Kind of did a little more
good searching because you're the winner!
You got it, Linda. Yes, 12 billion Crayola crayons made each day.
Thank you.
Well done. We'll have a prize for you waiting here at our studios in Hallie. Yes, 12 billion crayons made each day. And I'm guessing a lot of them end up broken and then replaced because it seems like, at least when I was a kid, I colored too hard and then they would snap, so I had to get new ones.
Have we talked about this before? If you got a box of crayons, but it had a crayon sharpener, that was like the coolest box.
The 64-count box with the crayon sharpener. Yeah,
that was fantastic. I want to go get one right now.
Right? They've got the school supplies on sale all over the place, probably. Yes, crayons, 12 million made each day. Congratulations, Linda from Chippewa Falls.
Thank you.
Enjoy, Linda. Zach Williams taking us towards the top of the hour. Focus of the Family, followed by Mid Mornings with Sam. What will the question of the day be?
down 100 highways empty pursuit in 1,000 foolish things. All of my life, I was looking for you.
What you talking about, Willis?
Sometimes on this journey, I get lost in my mistakes. What looks to me like weakness is a canvas for your strength. And my story isn't over, my story's just begun. And failure won't define me, 'cause that's what my father does. Yeah, failure won't define me, 'cause that's what my father does. Ooh, and they
The great and talented Crowder, another one of the many OneFest alumni here on WWIB Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, closing out the show, 74 to